Greetings to each one today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Levi Stalsis, and yesterday I shared a portion of Psalms, and I'd like to continue in that. There are some very interesting quotes in the book of Psalms. Here in 17, there's a few that really stood out to me. I'll start reading in Psalm 17. Hear the right, O Lord, attend unto my cry. Give ear unto my prayer that goeth not out of feigned lips. Here's a cry of desperation. David is crying out to the Lord, and he says, attend unto my cry. Then verse 2, it starts out this way, let not my sentence come forth from thy presence. You know, in the jury system, in the legal system where there's a jury set up and a judge, they pass a sentence. If there's a crime, they will give you a sentence, and whatever the sentence comes forth, that is what you need to take. And here he's saying, let not my sentence come forth from thy presence. He said it this way, let my sentence come forth from thy presence. Because David had discovered very early on that he would rather fall into the hands of an angry God than into the hands of men. Because men tend to make mistakes, but he knew the Lord, even in his wrath, he would not make mistakes. This week we are in central Georgia, and it is very warm here right now. It is hot, and we went past a sign this morning on the way to church, and it said, into those effects, something about if you don't like the heat, you better make your preparations now. And what it was referring to is, if you don't like this heat, you better make preparations for your afterlife. And I thought it was very interesting because noticed here it's kind of like, it seems each area has a phrase that they use to break the ice in a sentence. I know up where we live now in Pennsylvania, we talk about the weather. Well, I've discovered they do that here also. Down here they will say it's hot. Everybody talks about how it's so hot. And it is hot. It does get very warm here, especially this time of year. It starts to get dry. And everybody talks about the heat. Well, that sign really caught my attention because each one of us is going to get a, if we are walking in sin, there will be a sentence. And it seems the only punishment for, the only thing that will satisfy the wrath of God for sin is the eternal damnation. I mean, it's not what the Lord wants for us, but that is what God has for the mankind, that their soul is not prepared. But David is saying, let my sentence come forth from thy presence. And I can identify with him. I would a lot rather have be sentenced by God, because then I know it is a true and a just sentence. But if we are born again, if we are true believers, then we have nothing to fear, because God has promised us eternal life. Verse 3, it says, Thou hast proved my heart. Thou hast visited me in the night. Thou hast tried me and shall find nothing. I am purpose that my mouth shall not transgress. Concerning the words of men, by the word of thy lip, I have kept me from the path of the destroyer. Hold up my goings in thy path, that my footsteps slip not. I have called unto thee, but thou wilt hear me, O God. Incline thy ear unto me, and hear my speech. Show thy marvelous loving kindness, O thou that savest by thy right hand, which put their trust in thee from those that rise up against thee. And there again, if we are walking with the Lord, and if we fall short, we would still rather be judged by God. And God's, if we are walking with the Lord and we fall short, we know that God provides grace and mercy for the believer. He provided Jesus Christ that we can have everlasting life. So it seems like David recognized, or he realized very early on in his life, that he would rather be judged by God than by men. The Lord bless your day.